In Iraq today, an American soldier was killed and another wounded by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. And in the southern town of Kufa, the chief of police was shot and killed.
There's no sign of action yet from U.S. Marines around the city of Fallujah, though military commanders have said they will punish those responsible for the violence earlier this week. President Bush is vowing the U.S. will not be intimidated by the violence. In North Carolina, home of Blackwater Security Consulting, there is mourning for the four employees who were killed and their corpses mutilated in Fallujah on Wednesday.
More than 4,000 Marines are stationed near Fallujah. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is embedded with one of those units, the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, 12 miles outside the city. Eric, with everything that's happened this week, how's the morale there with the unit?
The morale is still high here, even though there have been casualties, there's been deaths among different services here. Marines here are ready to get the job done. There's a lot of tough talk coming from the commander here, Colonel John Coleman, who I spoke with recently, who's chief of staff for the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. He's ready to go in and get the job done. I think in different levels of the services here, there's still apprehension. Getting around from one area to another is very difficult. It requires a lot of security, a lot of weaponry, and that feeling of insecurity, after a while, it can be tough on the Marines who have come here just very recently, just 2 weeks ago.
Despite the images that we saw earlier this week, is there some degree of cooperation between officials in Fallujah and the U.S. military?
Yes, there is. In fact, I found out today that the remains of the fourth contractor were turned over to the Marines through the Iraqi police, and this was actually negotiated by the mayor of Fallujah himself. So there are elements in Fallujah of leadership that do want this crime punished. It's not a completely lawless city. I know those images were difficult, but I think the Marine commanders here want to take action, and they want to do it on their timetable.
Eric, I know that you can't talk about forward operations, but commanders have said publicly that they do intend to respond to the Fallujah killings. They said that it will be precise and it will be overwhelming.
I have to agree with that. The Marine commander that I spoke with here, he's ready to get the job done. He basically told me that he wants to find these killers and he wants to kill them directly. There was no bones about it. Those are the words he used.
Is this a shift in thinking for the Marines who had taken over from the Army recently and in doing so had announced a shift away from more aggressive tactics in dealing with Fallujah?
For the Marines, their tactics are really dictated by the situation. They have an expression that they like, no better friend, no worse enemy. And I think they're trying to put that into place right now. They're looking for intelligence from Iraqis, but at the same time, they are ready and willing and able to use very powerful force. And I think they also believe they can do that in a discreet way. But they're also trying to use other methods, softer methods. This is a very fluid situation. This is a low-level war without a front line, and they're trying to find the best strategy they can to get the job done.
Eric, thanks for speaking to us, and please stay safe.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thank you.
Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is embedded with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force in Iraq.